He who knows and knows that he knows, he is wise. Follow him. This is Dr. Herbert Alvaro, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. He who knows and knows he knows, he is wise. Follow him. An Arabian proverb says, there are four kinds of people. One, he who knows not and knows not, he knows not. He is a fool. Shun him. Second kind of person, he who knows not and knows he knows not, he is simple. Teach him. The third kind of person, he who knows and knows, he is asleep. Wake him. And the fourth kind of person is the kind that you and I are. Remember this now. He who knows and knows, he is wise. Follow him. So many people in this world like to go around saying, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't got the vaguest. I haven't got a clue. I don't know what's going on. I don't know where it is. Don't follow that kind of person. And don't be that kind of person. Because if you follow that kind of person and you be that kind of person, you know what you're going to do? You're saying, I don't know that I know that I know. And we say, I know that I know that I know. The divine in me is the answer. So we know that we know. He who knows and knows, he is wise. Follow him. Now, that's the Arabian proverb. And of course, in the Arabian proverb, they have all of these wonderful humanistic attitudes. What we would say is, when you love yourself and believe in yourself, you don't follow anybody. You just follow the divine within you. You follow what you know to be true for you and right for you, and you live up to that. It's so easy to be a follower. The world is full of followers. I've had hundreds, maybe thousands of followers in my lifetime. And all the followers that I've had were nothing. They would say, oh, Dr. Barley says this, and Dr. Barley says that. And they'd say, oh, this is what the philosophy says, this is what the teachings say. And I say to them, oh, my. You are so far back on the road that I can hardly see you. When you say, this is my philosophy and I am living it, wow. If it happens to be the same thing I teach, great. If it happens to be the same thing that the philosophy that we're learning teaches, great. That's even greater. But this is what I believe. Now I say, okay, love, what do you think it means when I hold a carrot out in front of you? He says, it means that either you're going to give it to me or you're not. And I said, love, that is brilliant. He made up his own mind. If he gets it, he's happy. If he doesn't get it, it's not going to bother him. He's not going to die because he doesn't get what he wants. He has a tremendously wise attitude about him. Now, could we? Could we have such a wise attitude about ourselves? Could we, in searching, seeking, trying to follow some wonderful thing, say that? Now, we all have an opportunity to look at other people. Now, how do we look at other people? How do we see other people? Do we see other people needing to have improvements? Do we see other people having clothing that we wouldn't wear? Or clothing that we think is so charming or so dramatic or so dynamic? Do we look at other people and judge them in any way? If we do, then we are not even on the road. We're not even on the path. We cannot say he who knows and knows he knows he is wise. We are not wise. Now, why is it that we're not wise? Well, we're not wise because, all right, Ellen, from Mr. Candle this morning, What did we learn?
To be an example.
We are the creator of our world. And that is what we create. Mm-hmm. And we're not learning to be examples.
We are examples.
We look at examples, and that's from whom we learn.
Okay.
You follow me?
Okay.
Mother was an example. Okay. Now, what did the young man do in his world? He created people that he liked. So he created 16 boys and girls coming to his house for a school learning situation, and he created them all wonderful, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't create them with problems. He didn't create them with heaven. He was the creator. So you see, when we create, now, what kind of person are we going to create in our life? A person that we look at and we see them beautiful? Are we going to look at them and say, oh, there's improvement that can be done there? Oh, there are suggestions. Let's go and have surgery done, or let's go and have a new suit of clothes put on them. Let's go and have whatever, you know? Fascinating, isn't it? But you see, we fall into the trap. We fall into the trap of looking and observing and judging. Now, I was reading an article on polishing cars and making them just, you know, showroom shine. And it said occasionally little drops of mineral water will get on a car and leave a little mineral spot. And to get it off, you do this and that, the other thing. And now, if you are in love with your car, will you see that mineral spot on your car? Really? If you are in love with your wife, will you see her imperfections? If you're in love with your husband, really in love with your husband, will you see ways in which he could improve? You know? That's a real big test, isn't it? Can you see ways in which he can improve? If you can, you don't love him. You don't love him. You just have him as an exercise in futility, an exercise in working with something to accomplish what you want to accomplish. Now, that's silly, isn't it? That's silly. When we really love, like I told one of our students, your job is so simple and so easy, just go and do it now. You say, well, what's my job? Just unconditionally love yourself and then unconditionally love her. Yeah, 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 that's easy. Yeah, that's easy. No, it is easy. When you unconditionally love yourself, what happens? When you unconditionally love yourself, there is nobody else out there to love because they're all your being. They're all your unconditional love. Your unconditional love blinds you from seeing anything that needs improvement. Huh, you know? If you are an unconditionally loving person and you're running a business, you better be real careful because that business is going to be so super and so beautiful and so wonderful. It doesn't really need you. Only your unconditional love. But just think, all of your employees would be ideal. Wouldn't that be something? And all your children, and your wife or husband, be ideal. All your relatives, your mom and your dad and your uncles and your cousins and your brothers and sisters and your kids, whomever, they'd all be ideal. Now, what a marvelous thing to do. He who knows and knows he knows, he's unconditionally loving, and he is wise. But the thing is, there's nothing for him to do. There is only for him to what?
To be.
To enjoy it. Enjoy it. We were watching Brother Bear, the Disney cartoon thing, and these two moose were on the back of a mastodon. And they were riding on the back of the mastodon, which in itself is a very interesting thing. And they're how they got up there in the first place. And then they're riding on the back of this mastodon, and they're friends got off. And they tried to get their legs up to get off, but they couldn't get off. Of course, they could slide off, but they didn't think of that. But they couldn't get off. And so what did they decide to do?
To go for the ride.
Might as well. We'll see you guys later, maybe. You know, we're going to keep on riding with this herd of mastodons that are just thumping along through the countryside, you know. And they were just enjoying. Did they see anything wrong? Did they see anything that was, stop, mastodons, kick us off, sit down, bend, do? They didn't think a thing. They just thought, well, okay, we'll ride and get our tummy scratched in the process, you know. And they had a good time. Now, perhaps that was not part of the cartoon concept at all. But part of the concept was that, okay, they roll with the punches, go with whatever they're doing, you know. And I think that's beautiful. This is what we can do too. When we're in something, just roll with the punches. Just go with the flow. And when you go with the flow, you find everything is really quite nice. Really quite nice. There's an article about buying airline tickets and so forth. And it says, when you're going to buy airline tickets, buy them on the internet mostly. And buy them far enough ahead so that you have the best possible ticket choices and the best possible prices. And do everything harmonious with that, you know, so that everything is going your way. And if you don't do that, then you can expect to be caught up in all the troubles. Now, it says that at some airports, they have the cars that can wait for their passengers. They're going to pick them up, and they can use their cell phone and call the passenger and say, I'm waiting for you here at the curb, you know, and wait in the car. They don't have to chase around, don't have to look here and look there, and a passenger comes out with their luggage and puts it in the car, and away they go. And I've been doing that often, and we all have been doing that often, so there's nothing new for us, but it's probably new for a lot of people to realize that they can do that. There's no charge for sitting in the car, you know, which was part of the article's item. But you see, he who knows and knows that he knows, he is wise. He who knows and knows that he knows lives a life filled with joy. Now, how do you know that you know? How do you get to the position of knowing that you know? You get to the position of knowing that you know when you practice unconditional love. See, when you just say, naturally everything's working out. You're sitting at the curb there, and as I was at the bus stop down here waiting for Mark to come in at the train stop, at the stop on the street for the train. And there wasn't much room. And one lady filled up the white space, and so I parked ahead of her in the red space, and I stayed in my car, and I waited, and the policeman came by, and they saw me parked in the red spot, but they saw me waiting. And so they figured, well, this is a guy just waiting. No big deal, you know, not hurting anything. And then he went to the guys who were double parked out in the middle of the street, blocking traffic, and he says, you can't do this, you know. And he told them to be on their way, which they did. But me, right in a red zone, you know, parked in a red zone. I kept the engine running, but parked in a red zone, you know. They didn't say a thing because I thought, well, I'm just picking them up, you know, and I can just take them off any minute, you know, if need be, you know. But I sat there for a half an hour burning a lot of gas, you know. And but he who knows and knows that he knows, he is wise. And so I knew that he would come. I knew that he'd be there. I knew that everything would be in divine order. And so it was. Well, just remember these things now. An Arabian proverb says that there are four kinds of people. He who knows not, and knows not, he knows not, he is a fool. Shun him. He hasn't the vaguest idea that life is going on. And he who knows not and knows he knows not, he is simple. Teach him. He doesn't yet have the picture, so share it with him. And he who knows and knows not he knows, he's asleep. Wake him up. But he who knows and knows he knows, he is wise. Follow him. Kind of fun thing to do, isn't it? Well, have yourself a nice following journey, and know that I love you, I love you,
I love you.
I love you.